It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. You know, homes in our state are expensive, but why is that? With me now is State Senator Linda Wilson. I guess we should start with some basic economics. If you look at supply and demand for housing, Washington falls about 250,000 houses short of the demand, maybe even more. How did that happen?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but a fair place to start is our Growth Management Act, which is now more than 30 years old. The GMA really restricts how and where communities can grow, meaning how many homes can be built and where. It's called the Growth Management Act, but in reality, it's the Growth Limiting Act. By default, limiting growth means limiting the housing supply, in turn, increasing the cost. Whenever demand exceeds supply, prices go up or people go without. In our state, the number of houses and units increased by 33% over the past 30 years. That may sound like a lot, but the population has increased by 60% in the same period.
So housing units up 30%, population 60%.
We're behind.
Right.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. So the number of people have grown far faster than the number of housing units. And it's to that point, many families simply can't afford to buy a new home or even rent.
Obviously, there are places where home construction is allowed under the Growth Management Act. But government has other ways to drive up the cost as well. What are some examples of that?
Well, if you're familiar with the concept of zoning, there's a reason why the Building Industry Association refers to zoning as the invisible tax. The BIA has crunched the numbers enough to calculate the restrictive and inflexible zoning accounts for an average of about $71,000 of a cost of a newly constructed home statewide, and it's much higher in central Puget Sound. That money, which doesn't go towards buying land or building materials or appliances. And time is money, and that's especially true for home builders. It takes about 6.5 months on average to process a residential building permit in Washington. And that adds more than $27,000 to the price of the home because builders are incurring taxes and utilities and insurance and other costs while they're waiting for those permits to be granted. It is true that state law requires permits to be processed within 120 days or about 4 months, but nothing happens if a city or county fails to follow the law. So we end up here in the process taking at least half again as long, then added costs get rolled to the price of homes. We've tried. Republicans have consistently tried to streamline the permitting process, but we don't get a lot of help from the other side to do that.
This is the Elephant in the Dome. It's a podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. Senator Linda Wilson is with me, and we're talking about housing affordability. You're a non-voting member of the State Building Code Council. Now, that council has actually made some news recently for taking actions that really should be handled only by the legislature. What's the story there?
Well, this is all part of the governor's climate crusade. He wanted the legislature to basically prohibit the use of gas heat for new commercial and residential buildings, but the bill he wanted failed to pass this year, and the members of his own party basically said no. So the governor did an end run around the legislature. He appoints the voting members on the State Building Code Council. And wouldn't you know, they recently adopted a set of new energy codes that basically require heat pumps to be the primary heating source for new homes. The days of gas-fired forced air furnace in new homes will be gone. These new and more stringent codes are expected to increase the cost of the new home by another $24,070. And heat pumps work fine in certain situations, but they lose efficiency in colder weather, like, let's say, Spokane and eastern side of the mountains. And some homes aren't very well insulated. So, you know, you need to have sort of good efficiency. And this point was brought up many times during testimony. The vote happened even though the Building Code Council, their own analysis concluded that the governor's, what he wanted, wasn't cost effective.
So what's the answer here? I mean, is there an answer?
It took us a really long time to get us in this situation, and unfortunately, it's not going to be resolved in one legislative session or two or maybe even three. I mean, we've been working on this for a while, especially when the same party that created the situation is still in charge. As one of my fellow senators says, the Growth Management Act is not the Ten Commandments, and it really does need to be overhauled to reflect the reality of now, not the conditions of what was 30 plus years ago. This hasn't been for lack of trying, but our Democratic colleagues have not shown a willingness to go there. Serious considerations really need to be given to a whole lot of ideas. Finding ways to speed up the permitting process, not implementing energy codes that can't be met because the materials required aren't available, and do a more critical analysis on fees and regulations on how and why they increase the cost of homes before they're seriously considered. We haven't been seeing that in the Building Code Council. At least there, they haven't. I and others will continue to push back on the Building Code Council as much as we can. But the bottom line is the lack of affordable housing affects people all across our state. Some of those are areas that are represented by Democrats. You'd think that they'd hear their voices of families that are being priced out of the market. Whether they will listen and act is the question.
You would think that this is really isn't a partisan issue. Everybody's talking about the need for housing, mm-hmm. and yet sometimes it becomes that. Is that disheartening to you?
Well, it is, because the information, it's right in front of us. We all know that houses aren't available, and we have people that are living in apartments that can't get out. We have older people that can't move up or downsize and then make those homes available to other people. It's quite a conundrum, but you know, we got to keep trying. We got to keep working on it.
That's Senator Linda Wilson. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.